kind of neat. Big Zeke's got fireman socks. I love it. See, we got all different types of feet here today, right? So I got some pictures, you guys. I want you to help me out. So I see you got fireman. So you said, what kind of feet are these?
Chicken.
Do you think they're chicken?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're chicken. That looks. Can you look real close? It is a bird, right? Would you say it's a chicken? You've got chickens at your house, right? Yeah. Does that look like any of your chicken feet?
No.
No. Actually, it's a weird kind of bird called the American coot. I have no idea what that bird is. And I don't even know what the bird looks like other than the feet, right? Because I just pulled the feet off. But you got those feet, right? Notice how, look how the feet are made. See that? How many toes are on there, Zeke?
Three
toes. That's right. Why do you think this bird has, is there four? I think, well, it has like a little nook in the back. Why do you think they have feet like that? Why are their feet made like that? Not like yours, Natalie.
So they can grab it.
So they can grab things. They can maybe, no, these don't look like swimming feet. These look more like walking feet, right? And I bet you they walk in mud, right? I bet you they walk around. And so maybe their feet's made to keep them up, right? So I got another foot here, okay? It's an easy one, right?
Those are elephants.
Oh, you think? Which kind are those? You think they're elephant? You think they're elephant? They are. Notice how huge they are. Look at that. And look at the toenails on those things. Aren't they big?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are elephants, right? What about these ones? Here's one of my favorites. A frog, maybe? What do you think? A gecko, yes, very good. It is sticking to glass. That's right, it's a gecko. And notice how God designed these feet. You'd mentioned sticking to glass and walking up things. These things are not your run-of-the-mill walking mud kind of feet. These are awesome superstar feet, right? And it's designed just for the gecko.
That's my favorite.
Yes, we like that. Okay, what about this one? This is one of my favorites.
Dinosaur
feet? I don't know. It does look like dinosaur feet, but they're not dinosaurs.
What are they?
Well, they might have been. Yeah, what do you think?
Hippo?
Does that look like a hippo to you guys?
No.
So these are ostrich feet. Yes. Do you know something neat? And this brings up sort of the beginning of the lesson. Do you know something neat about ostrich feet? Do you know their feet are made, designed? They can't fly, but feet don't help you fly, right? But there's something neat about ostrich feet. Did you know ostriches are really fast? You know that?
They're made for running.
They are made for running, but you know something? Yeah, well, two, yeah. But you know something unique about an ostrich? Ostriches can't walk backwards.
What?
They are not designed to ever walk backwards. They can't. They can only move forward. And so we're going to have it. Yeah, I know you can. You're much smarter than an ostrich. Very good. I love it. So they could turn around and go back the way they came, but they can't walk backwards, see? Many animals can, but ostriches can't. So this comes up. We got a test for the adults. You want to help? You want to help me give a test to the adults? Okay. Because we're talking to you guys. We want them to think too. So adults, parents, we have a question. What is the most important step in any journey? So if you think it's the first step, raise your hand. Look at that. Everybody's like, we're not sure. Okay. So that's a good answer, but it's not the right answer, and it's not the best answer, right? So can you guys help me out? What do you think the right answer would be? If it's not the first step, what's
second,
the most
second.
That's
second step.
How about this?
Second.
How about the next step?
Third.
Right? See, everybody can start, but it really comes down to the next step. The most important step in any journey is not the first, but the next.
Third.
Does the not the second, the next.
Third.
When does the next step end?
It
doesn't. It keeps going. That's right. And so as we're marching forward, we need to remember if we're more ostrich-like, then we will move forward and not go backwards. And that next step is the important one. And what about this one? It's a fun one, right? What do you think? Tiger? That's not striped. Puppy? Puppy? How about lion? That's a lion. Don't be lion. It's a lion. What about this one?
Falcon.
I like falcon, but it is an eagle. Yeah. Okay, so we've got a couple more here. What about this one? What do you think? Try rhinoceros. Rhinoceros, okay. What about this one?
Monkey.
Monkey, yeah. That's not Caleb. That's a monkey. Okay. Very good. What about this one?
Alligator.
Alligator. What about this one?
Penguin.
Penguin, yes. So the pictures that we have here is we had pictures of Let me finish. So we have pictures of feet, right? And we're talking about the next step. So where's the Bible in all this? Well, God obviously created all these animals and specifically designed them, but he also designed us. So look at your feet, guys. Look at your feet. I want to tell you a real quick story about something that happened to Jesus and his disciples. So the last supper that they ever had together, you know what Jesus did with them? He did. He washed their feet. And maybe the shoes came off. Not sure if they left them at the door like the Alaskan Zoo. But they did definitely have, they did have some grungy feet, right? And so Jesus picked up his towel. He fixed his robe. He got a bucket of water. And he washed the disciples' feet. Why do you think he was washing their feet? So they could feel better when they ate dinner and walked, maybe, yeah. See, here's the thing. He said, if you don't let me wash your feet, then you won't be able to partake in the ministry I have for you. I've got to do this so that you guys can take the next step. Yeah. What was the next step for the disciples? Next step was going before and watching Jesus die on the cross. And the next step after that was watching him get resurrected from the dead. And the next step was when they spent some time with him. And the next step was when he eventually went up into heaven. And the next step was when the Pentecost came and the Holy Spirit descended and the church started. And their next steps carried them all the way where? Where was their final step? Right into heaven, that's right. And what do you think Jesus said when they showed up? Welcome, my good and faithful servant. That's right. So as we're thinking about this, we're thinking about fabulous, fun, phenomenal feat. Let's think about focused on the next step. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day you've given these kids. We ask you to guide them, direct them, keep them safe, keep them ever before your face, focused with their feet pointed forward like an ostrich, never moving backwards, always towards you, Lord. Give them strength and courage to follow you from now to the day they enter into glory. And Lord, I ask that as they step into glory, all the angels will resound in joy, and you will greet them face to face with a hug, saying, welcome, my good and faithful servant. Lord, be with these children, be with all of us as we seek to guide them and train them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, guys, head back. What? You can have the pictures, yes.